Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on Bravo and, you know, Netflix and Hulu and all those other places. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island and also the Game Brain podcast for all you fellow board game crazy people like me. And joining me is the one and only Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi.
Whoa. Welcome to the show, Ronnie.
Thanks. You look so great to be
ravishing.
Here. Don't I?
Always, but even more so today. It's
Crappens
on Demand episode. So go to patreon.com/watchercrappens to watch this. Or, you know what else? Speaking of watching things, we are just 2 days away from our big virtual live show where we're going to be recapping the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City world premiere. We're going to be recapping that. We have a special guest. You have 2 days left to get your tickets. And then after that, you don't have tickets. It's going to be really fun because we're going to be recapping, but we also are going to be, you know, able to interact with you guys. You guys can chat with each other. You guys can chat with us. We will definitely be having lots of fun Thursday night. So that's going to be 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And if you're in the middle of the country, you will have to accommodate. Okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know the time zones, okay? You'll have to figure it out.
Central time, it's going to be 8. Mountain time, it's going to be 7. It's like nuts how many times
it goes back.
Whoa.
Back. Oh, my God. It goes from 9, 8, 7, 6. Whoa. And if you're in Hawaii, I'm sorry. That just blows my mind, okay?
It's Hawaii.
Actually, the truth is what's cool is that you can come to the show. If you're in Hawaii or in England or wherever, everyone in the world can come, which is really cool because normally at a Crappens show, only the people of that city can come.
That's how the internet works. God bless the internet.
God bless the internet, bringing us all together. I mean, I feel like sometimes when I'm on the internet, I feel like I'm just like part of the world's biggest and most loveliest yacht charter. Don't you, Ronnie?
Yeah, except we're the awful gays of this charter.
That's right.
Oh my God, Ben, I'm so sorry. You just seem so exhausted. I'll just do this today for you. Why don't you just get off the camera right now? I'll just go ahead and do this for you.
No, Ronnie, okay. Today's podcast is really good, but like as I always say, day one is fun, but day two is on you. So tomorrow, you better really bring it to the next level, okay? Bring the podcast to the next level, Ronnie, tomorrow, okay?
I hate these queens.
Yeah, they're awful. Char,
I hate them. They're terrible. They're everything wrong with the world, okay?
They really are. They are terrible. They drive me nuts. I felt so bad for everyone involved on this boat. This was one of those below deck episodes. That, you know, it happens usually at least once a season, if not like 3 or 4 times. There are some of those below deck episodes where you just sit there and just cringe. You're like, oh no, they didn't do the bedroom. Oh no, not the luggage. Oh no, they've got to make omelets. Oh no, there's no omelet pans. And like, you are like feeling so stressed out about the smallest things. Like, how could omelet pans make me so stressed out?
Yeah, I used to work at this restaurant for a long time in L.A., like the longest I've ever worked somewhere, okay? It was called Chameau, and I would take all the tables most nights. I worked there 3 nights a week, and 2 nights of those, I would take all the tables myself. And it was a busy restaurant, and there were nights that were just so in the weeds. And one of the other waiters there told me, Caroline, she was like, listen, who gives a shit what they do, okay? Who gives a shit if they yell at you? Just smile on their face and know that it has to end eventually because that's how time works, you know? Like, it's going to hit 11, and then you get to kick them all out, even if they hate you and you make no money. So just calm down. And somehow that really helped me until I started watching this show, and it stresses me the hell out. But it also makes me mad at things like crying at work.
Yeah. Like, I'm mad at also several people on that staff. But the difference is at Chameau, at 11 o'clock, you can kick everyone out. But on a yacht, you, like, go to sleep and all those people are just, like, above your head. Like, you're stuck with them for 3 days straight.
That's true. Okay, good point.
I'll never be a yachty. That's the point. I'll never be a yachty.
I will never be a yachty. I would sink that shit immediately. I'd be throwing some queens overboard. I'm not and actually, lie. Not just the queens. All of them are horrible. They're all, yeah. they're literally all horrible. Like, it's omelet torture, okay, to do that to a chef. You know it is. We've all been to a buffet where there's an omelet guy, and mm-hmm. there's, like, one omelet guy. Even when there's four omelet guys standing there, seeing yeah. how much they're going through to get those omelets out. That's... Like, would you sit there when, if your mom ordered first, and then you ordered fifth in the family, are you going to sit there, like, every minute and be like, oh, my God, you got yours first? Yes, you dipshit. That's how eggs work.
That's why, that's, by the way, this is why I'd never go to the omelet station at a buffet. Like, what is the point? I don't go to buffets to stand in a very long line. Although, even though that is actually a lot of what a buffet experience is. But I'm not gonna wait in a long line to get into the buffet to then get into another line at the buffet. Like, there's a whole world of opportunities. And you know what? If an omelet's the best I can do, then shame on me. Because I could be having a tiny box of cereal with a bagel, with some bacon, with a strange pastry, and perhaps with like a roll for no reason.
Yeah, but it's when most people feel that they get to boss somebody around. You know, it's like where you get yeah. your power in life, where you just get to tell someone how you like your damn eggs. And I think yeah. that sometimes people feel very powerless in this world, which I totally get. And they take it out on, you know, the simple things in life, like the omelet maker. Leave the omelet maker alone.
Poor
okay?
omelet maker.
And there's not a damn omelet maker in this world that I've ever looked at who doesn't look like he hates me and literally everybody so alive. Like, they hate everybody, and I can see why, especially after this episode.
I feel like every omelet station always features like a hot plate that's a little too low and a very tall omelet chef, so they're always like yes. hunched over, so miserable, and they're always like so that's dressed up. They have the full on
they're always too tall.
They're like too tall, and they have like the full, they're like dressed like a full on, like they're in culinary school, because I guess they're like front of house, so they're always so formally dressed, and they're like out of proportion with their omelet stand, and they're miserable. And people are being like, so you think it's done yet? And they have to be like, hold on, ma'am. They've got like two omelet pans going, and they're just angry. They're angry, 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 and justifiably so.
Yeah. So sorry, omelet people. Sorry, omelet guys out there and girls who have to yeah. suffer through this. But let's do it again this episode. All right. So those of you who are like me and don't remember who the hell anybody is, here's the cast. Eddie, Francesca, Rachel, James, Elizabeth, Shane, and Izzy. Now, I might say Elizabeth instead of Izzy, or Izzy instead of Elizabeth, because I get those confused, and frankly, Elizabeth is working too hard to be on this show.
Yeah, Elizabeth, give her time. Give her time. She is the one who is very much, who said that Perseus died, or something like that, for our fire.
Prometheus.
Perseus is on a different journey.
Ridley Scott made Prometheus so that we could have this omelet today.
People screamed in space and no one heard them, so that way we could have this omelet.
Pardon me, everybody. God.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You got the sneezies. It's all right.
I sure right. do. It's because we're talking about omelets.
I know. You got the omelet sneezes.
I'm
it
allergic
happens.
To hard work. Okay, so here we go. 5:15 on day one. Dun, 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 dun. And someone asked Eddie how he's doing, and he's like a mini Captain Lee now, so he's like, I'm pissed off. That's how, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Or I guess it Eddie, should be higher. Like, I'm pissed off right now, goddammit.
Eddie's reminding me this episode. I'm starting to see glimmers of why Eddie started to annoy me all those years ago. Just like little faint, like little comments he makes. I'm like, oh, that's right. I didn't like you. You were like, you're kind of like a dick.
Yeah.
So, but not in this scene. So he,
no, not yet. This is like below deck how they make it now in modern times. So it's 97 episodes. So I have nothing to say about Eddie. Like, I need to give it some time because.
Well, just like stupid shit. Like, oh my God, like I can't look at your jock strap right now. Oh, like this super like bro-y kind of like, oh my God, it's a guy who has his shirt off. Whoa. Sort of
yeah,
like,
or if he doesn't
yeah.
like somebody, he'll start bullying them with the other guys. He's like yeah. totally that guy. But you know that he got pushed into so many lockers as a kid, and now he's bullying people. That's the impression I'm getting from this. Because they show coming next week when Shane's like, you're being mean to me, brah. I love turtles. And he's like, ha ha, if you can't take a little joking, brah, all right.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
I'm like, shut up, exactly. Eddie. You were so bullied, okay? I don't know you, but I know that about you. I know that you yeah. were pushed into some goddamn lockers. So how about you be nice to the poor little guy who just wants to have reef-safe shampoo or whatever the hell he's yapping about
yeah,
today.
Yeah, he reminds me of too many people who made me feel sort of, like, shitty during, like, group hangout sessions at a bar, you know? So, You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
You know, when someone just is like, you make a joke, it was, yeah, they do that. And you're like, oh, maybe I should leave this bar. So,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did that. I made you feel that way.
No, it was not you. It's Eddie who did that. Eddie and his ilk. So Eddie's talking to the guys because, whoa, my best friend slash daughter Avery just had to leave the boat, okay? Because his grandma's ill, which is very sad, but I still have to talk in Ramona voice because I started this way, okay?
Yeah. And then Captain's calling good old Norma. Norma, yeah. I got an issue. I need a goddamn deckhand is what I need, right?
Yeah. And then Eddie is, he's still talking to his group, and he's like, all right, so we're already down a deckhand, so we have to pick it up, okay, guys, pick it up. And Shane goes, boom, and Eddie goes, boom.
What? Boom?
I'm like, what? See, right? Like, because Eddie, you are the guy that would say boom. Like, how many times does Eddie, like, shammy to railing on, a boom,
a boom.
You
know? Yeah, Shane Eddie's, does like, it, terrified like, that someone's cooler than him.
Yeah.
I think he's like, look at this Southern California idiot who doesn't know how to do anything, and everyone still wants to bone him more than they want to bone me. And that really pisses me off. Do you know how hard I work for these epaulets?
I like how you're like adjusting. He's going through puberty with you. His like voice is going up and down.
Backwards. Because I keep making him Captain Lee, but he needs to be like the spawn of Captain Lee. Like.
Yeah.
If there was like Muppet Babies for Below Deck, he needs to be like the baby Captain Lee.
God damn it, where are my Cheerios?
Muppet Baby version of Captain. He's having like, he's imagining himself in old stock footage of things.
Yeah.
So Izzy is like slowly dumping carrots into bowls because she's slow. So as an example of that, she's slowly pouring carrots. And she's like, oh, I wish I were a deckhand, because that was her whole thing, is that she can go indoor, outdoor, but truthfully, she can really only do outdoor.
Yeah, people who are slow inside are also slow outside. I don't believe this whole, oh, it's just that, you know, I need fresh air, maybe I'll move faster. No, Izzy, you're a slow ass, okay? You need a fire under your ass, inside or outside. That girl is slow, and listen.
She's slow.
I will usually stand up for a lazy worker, because I am one, so I get that. But, yeah, this girl's terrible.
She is. And I also realized she sort of looks like Dave from the Great British Baking Show. If you just think about it, for a second. Look at the face. Look at the next time you look at her face, you are going to see Dave's face. I'm telling you right now.
I guess I usually look at like the look that people have in their eyes, and Dave looks like terrified he won't please anybody. And Izzy just has none of that care in the world. Like she doesn't, she doesn't care if she makes anybody happy. She just has like kind of dead eyes. And then she says clitoris to make herself feel like a rebel.
Yeah. So Charlie, the primary, he encounters Captain Lee, and Captain Lee's like, how's everything going? And he's like, hey, well, normally it's rocky seas, but this time it's just rocky service. Don't worry. I hope I didn't get all of your crew in trouble right now. I'm going to go over there.
Yeah. Rocky service. And then he's like, tell it to the mountains, cupcake, which you know Captain Lee just wants to tell him. And Charlie's like, Rachel, I hope you're not worthless, but I guess time will tell, right, Rachel? All right, well, I gave Francesca all the different countries that we're going to dress as tonight. It's very international. I've got a cape and a koala hat.
Yeah, he's like, the more countries that could be represented, the better. He's talking as if this is going to be like a UNICEF gathering, and it's like, and
the most offensive shit ever, by the way.
Yeah, ultimately it is just that. It's like literally like they've got like towels like wrapped around themselves and wigs, you know. So Rachel has to cook like a million different a big tasting menu from like a million different countries, and then some things have to be vegan and some have to be keto and some have to be gluten free. But she's like, I can do this. I really enjoy it. Nothing can go wrong. I can do this. It's fine.
I love it. I mean, veto, keto, I'm okay. I can do it. I really enjoy when I have this many things to do.
Like, you're going to go crazy. 5, 4, 3, 2. Breakdown incoming.
I know. So then, The deckhands are pulling in jet skis, and Captain Lee's watching from afar, or actually just like he sees and he's walking away, and he goes, it's like three bears trying to fuck a football.
Yeah, because then he's like, bring in the jet ski, somebody set up the harness, and Shane goes, boom, and he's like, boom, no, not boom, get the hose, not the air hose, the water hose. Captain's boom. Just like, Jesus Christ, boom. Like never three, in my wildest bears. Nightmares did I think this is how this season would start.
Hi, maintenance guests, new crew, injured captain, a man down. This is the worst day ever. And now there are actual three bears on deck fucking a football. It's not just theoretical anymore. There are three bears. Someone brought bears on board.
It's a perfect storm minus George Clooney. Without George Clooney, what the fuck is a perfect storm anyway? Did anyone see that movie? No, because George Clooney isn't in it anymore. God damn it.
Has anyone calmed down Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio? Okay? Because she is freaking out.
Everyone in the wheelhouse. All right.
It's just like doing that thing where he's like exhausted already. Yeah. He's like, all right, everyone's here. Boom guy. Is the boom guy here? All right, boom guy.
All right. Unfortunately, Avery's grandmother is ill. Izzy's hair is stringy. And we're going to have to suck it up and get through it and get a comb. All right. Anyone got a comb? Nobody? All right. Nobody comb their hair then. The rest of the charter. I fucking give up. All right.
Please use a condom if you're going to be fucking the football. Thank you.
Oh, so Shay. Who's Shay?
Shay is the guest. So Shay is one of the guests, and she's the one who, since last episode, has been sweating James. She's like, I need to know more about James. Like, I think I've been very clear about my intentions. I'm, like, really into James. And she, like, really wants James to wear a Speedo tonight at dinner. She's just, like, hot for James.
Yeah, it's gross, okay? James, like, it's gross. If Charlie was doing that, he'd be kicked off the boat. Everyone's acting really gross with James. Like, do you guys not have people who work out where you're from? Okay? The guy has a pair of really overly thin eyebrows and some push-ups. Okay? You'll survive this. There's plenty of them around. You're on a goddamn ocean on a yacht. Look around. I'm sure there's plenty more.
I don't know. If you say a guy has... if you just say a guy has push-ups, I'm like, tell me more. I'm like, okay. I would entertain that as a Speedo situation. So then we see Rachel. She's just like looking through Google images, and she just goes, Jamaican curry.
Yeah, they have a lot of 1-second shots of Rachel just doing random things. So then we go to Francesca talking to Elizabeth and Izzy, or talking to Elizabeth about Izzy. And she's like, we are going to nail Izzy down together. We all need to be more of a team. I know it's challenging, but I'm taking a lot on. I just can't have one more thing to think about.
Right. And it cuts to Izzy just walking around the boat going, I'm lost. She's just literally lost in the boat.
Yeah, and they're going to do cocktails for every country. Okay, this, like, you're just biting off more than you can chew, you know?
Look, some people want to reenact the joy of freshman year of college, and, you know, like, maybe they'll do some Long Island iced teas also. It's like a nice throwback to when they were, you know, first learning to drink.
Yeah, they're just giving themselves too much work on this charter. You know what they have in every country? Beer. Okay.
Yeah, that's what they should do. Signature cocktail is beer and wine.
Yeah, we're doing a beer flight, okay? Beer from every country. There, maybe just solved your work issue.
So so here's the next scandal. They didn't unpack Shay's bags, because normally the stews unpack the bags for people when they come in. So Charlie walks, Shay's like, they didn't unpack my bag. And Charlie walks in, and he's like, like his jaw's dropped, and he's like, they didn't unpack your bag? Hold on 1 second. Which is like his dream, because whenever he gets to go up to Francesca and do what you described last week and be like, hold on, I know how this boat works. Hold on 1 second. And so he goes up there and he's like, hey, babe, listen, real quick, remember that conversation we had about luggages and stuff? So ours got unpacked, which is awesome, but the other guests are like still sitting with their luggage. And then it cuts to one guy going, my bag is still sitting on my bed.
Yeah, he's like lying on his bed, looking on his phone. He's like, oh my God, my bag's on my bed. And Charlie goes, that puts me really behind. Puts you behind. You're not doing anything. You're on vacation.
Oh my God. I mean, like, look, I get it. That's a service and everything. But I also, it's so passive aggressive the way Charlie does it. And his attempts to be like super friendly and sweet about it, it actually makes it like worse. Just be like, hey, by the way, could you unpack our bags? Thanks. You know?
Yeah, it's just like, terrible because he's doing everything so he can say, well, I had to do everything on this boat. Yes. You remember me? I did every job on this boat. I deserve the tip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's horrible. Now, about the unpacking things, that's by request. I mean, you don't go onto it. Yeah, they can't just go in and unpack your shit. You have to ask them to unpack your shit. If you went in and somebody opened your suitcase, I mean, where's your Coke? Where's your Adderall? Where's your Ambien at? You know, you have to have time. You have to know they're coming.
I don't know. Maybe it's a thing that they requested on the preference sheet. I'm not sure. I don't know how it works.
Like maybe yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it is requested, but maybe it was already requested.
I want to be anti-Charlie but because he's a monster, but a lot of the stuff that he's asking for, you know, is like, oh, well, you know, it did take an hour and a half to get breakfast out.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, he's not totally unmerited. He's just
he's not wrong. He's just gross.
Yeah, not wrong, just gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
What if there was a place you could discover all of the world's best independent ethical brands? A platform which takes the effort out of finding sustainably produced fashion, jewelry, accessories, homeware, beauty, and gifts without compromising on quality, design, or price. Meet Wolf and Badger. Wolf and Badger delivers limited edition collections from artisans around the globe, items produced in small quantities and made to last, right to your door or to try on in stores in London and New York. Rather than framing products around trends, Wolf and Badger places emphasis on the creators and the stories behind their unique products. Their sustainability guarantees mean that not only will you be one of a handful of people to own each piece, but you'll be shaping the future world that you want to live in. Beyond five-star reviews, they've been featured in the New York Times, Harper's Bazaar, Vogue, and in Drapers, which just named them the Sustainable Retailer of the Year in 2020. Support small business and find a new way to shop. Visit wolfandbadger.com today and save 10% off your first order. Just use code STITCHER at checkout. That's STITCHER at checkout. Discover unforgettable gifts and find your new favorite designers, all at Wolf and Badger.
So Francesca's like, well, I just wish I could do all these things, but I don't have the space, I don't have the capacity to have three stew hats on right now. And then she actually says something that I think is really funny. She's like, well, I'm really getting pissed off that he keeps saying that he's doing my job while he's also pulling me away from my job.
Yeah. Charlie's like, okay, baby, I did it. I talked to him. Let's go get ready. Let's go get ready, baby. And then Francesca goes to Izzy and she's like, okay, listen, unpacking is a preference thing, okay? But they all want it and I'm going to need you to do it. And Izzy's like, okay. She moves so slowly. She's like from a horror movie, you know?
I know. She really, she's like a ghost.
I'm gonna unpack you.
She really does move as quickly as a ghost, because ghosts generally don't go quickly unless they want to scare you. But like, you know, actually, she's as quick as a ghost before it scares you. Because you know when you first see a ghost, the ghost is like, ooh, I'm being slow.
Yeah,
I'm
they're just like hovering.
Yeah. I'm just a lady in the library reading a book at the beginning of Ghostbusters. But yeah. Then, like, they're like, but like, Izzy just never gets that point.
Yeah, she just stays in the hovering position. She's a like new a ghost. She's a new
ghost candelabra. You know, like in haunted houses? Yeah, you know haunted houses that there's like candelabras that sometimes float around, and like ghost candelabras.
Yeah. So
they never really have to run at you because their whole purpose is just to be spooky. That's what she is. She's just sort of like a ghost candelabra.
Yeah, but at least those things are lit. I mean, at least they're useless. I mean, at least they're useful somehow. Okay, so then Hot and Shane try to figure out Slide. Why did I put Hot and Shane?
James and Shane are trying to figure out the Slide.
Oh, I put Hot Guy. I should have put quotes around that, like Hot. And Shane.
Yeah, and basically James is, because Shane is more or less useless, and they have this heavy ass slide, and like James is trying to like, James of course is all the muscle, and Shane is just like, you know, paper straws. So he's like not picking up his end, and he's like, mate, I thought you had it, mate. Getting all mad at him.
He's like, this job was meant to be fun, but now we're down to mine. Fuck my life. And if I could fuck my life, I would fuck it. Because I like fucking. I'll fuck my life. Fuck it real good. Yeah.
And then we see Izzy downstairs, like, taking out one piece of clothing after another and just like looking at it. And she's like, who the fuck brings 5,000 pieces of clothing for a 3-day charter? It's like, I agree, but let's also not look at every piece of those, every 5,000 pieces of those from that bag.
Yeah. She's like, how much are you planning to shit your pants, mate? Rebel. Yeah, I'm a rebel.
And yeah, she says again that she really just prefers throwing lines. Like, she really needs to be outside. Listen, if you can't clean a toilet and hang up some clothes, you are not going near the fucking machinery.
Yeah. One of my least favorite tropes on Below Deck is the person who needs to be outside. Whether they're like interior or deckhand, they're like, I just have to be outside. That's when I'm myself, when I'm outside. Remember, I mean, that was Rocky. Remember, she had to go swimming because she just needed to swim. I'm like, okay, relax. Yeah. Okay, we like being indoors and outdoors. We all have different preferences. But like, you're acting as if you've been cooped up in like an underground bunker for 45 days. Like, you're in a kitchen. There's a window. There's light coming through. It's okay. Yeah. You're close enough for now.
I'm mopping inside, but I could be mopping outside.
Aim higher. Yeah. Aim higher.
How about you stand outside, but you put the mop, extend the mop inside, so you can mop the inside from the outside.
So Izzy goes to the captain, and she's like, hey, look, I know you like... How does Izzy talk again? I forget.
New Zealand.
So she's like, hey, Cap, I know you lost a deck cannon. I was wondering, you know, I could work a deck, you know, and then you could find a new stew. And he's like, maybe I should think about that because I realize I'm down a deckhand. But first, we got to get through this charter. And you're asleep. Wake up. I'm in the middle of a sentence. Come on. You can do it. All right. Welcome back. Just get back to doing whatever you were doing. Nothing? That's great. Sounds great.
Captain, don't mind me. I'm just going to take a little nap. You just walked into the freezer. So you might want to turn yourself around and downstairs.
And then it just cuts to Charlie going, glitter! Glitter! I need more glitter!
I need glitter!
Yeah, unfortunately, the glitter girl's busy, so she's not getting a tip. All right? But I got it. I can do your glitter. I can do it.
I'm here to represent Brazil, so therefore I need glitter. Glitter. So, I don't remember what country he was, actually.
I'm guessing Australia, because he's the one with the koala bear on his head.
Oh, you're right.
And then he's wearing a cape and glitter on his face, so I'm not really sure.
Well, you know, just like a didgeridoo, I need lots of glitter. Glitter, glitter, glitter.
I blow harder than a didgeridoo, all right? All right, hot guy, now put on a jock strap. So Francesca's like, I've saved Brad Pitt, Eminem, Chelsea Handler. I can handle Charlie. I'm like, oh.
Have you really? Oh, I've saved Chelsea Handler. It's like, congratulations, you've handed a drink to a famous person. So, I mean,
I'm checking my boogers. That would totally I have a booger hanging out of my nose, and you know,
I can't see it.
No, I don't.
I only see a speck.
Damn, I'm good looking. I will say that.
You are,
but yeah, no booger in my nose.
And you got nice earth tones today.
I sure do. Lovely. I'm green. Yeah. I'm a green person. I'm recyclable. Gray.
Actually, you know what I'm really wearing? Do you see what this is? It's my t-shirt from The Roundup.
The Roundup, Texas. Cool. So Charlie, koala on his head. He's like, oh, just speak Australian. You just say, instead of saying cheese fries, you say cheese fries. Turn the E's into A's. Sorry, but the person to teach you accents is lazy as hell, so I'm going to be the one to teach you that, all right, doll?
And then meanwhile, Francesca announces that for the international night, she's going to dress as a geisha, which I'm already like, maybe don't do that. But when we actually see her quote-unquote geisha outfit, it's just like sort of kimono-esque. It's like a light robe.
It's like it's like a light kimono-esque silky thing she got from Marshalls, and her hair is all undone. It's like stringy and all over the place, and her robe is kind of undone, and she's carrying around all these bottles of booze. She just looks like a very harried madam in Cabaret the Musical, you know?
Yeah, it was a full geisha fail, which I feel like is probably a good thing, but she looked just super casual. She just looked like a lady just passing by, just helping out. So now everyone sits down, everything. And Eddie is helping in the kitchen with Rachel. And Rachel's talking about how she became a chef because of Anthony Bourdain. And she went went to all these countries and learned all these cuisines and all this stuff. And
Anthony Bourdain's got too many fingers in this show's pot. Okay? What the fuck, Anthony Bourdain? The Last Chef was like, oh, Anthony Bourdain! I worked for him, and that's where I learned to be a dick in the kitchen, or whatever.
No. That was Gordon Ramsay. Big difference.
Oh, geez. Why did I have... Maybe because they're both on TV. Guys, I know the difference between Anthony Bourdain and Gordon Ramsay. Hello?
I'm going to let you spiral for a moment.
No, I won't. That's it. That's all I had. Yeah, they were both fine on TV. What do you want from me, okay? I'm old and stupid.
Well, I studied under Nigella Lawson, so...
That's someone in a loose kimono at the end of the show that I could...
She would do that.
Yeah, yeah. She'd come in and be like... Oh, it's my midnight snack. I'm going to taste the sausage dish I made. Because she always makes something with sausage to be sexy. Oh, Nigella.
Oh, we have a plate from every country. All the most intimate, beautiful countries. Enjoy. Francesca, have you seen my black pants? All my black pants are missing. And for some reason, I need to put my black pants on right now, even though it's the end of the night, more or less, for me.
Yeah, black even pants though everything emergency. Is spinning out of control. So Eddie's like,
interior crew chef is requesting service. Interior crew chef is requesting service. God damn it.
And Elizabeth's like, I'm going as fast as I possibly can. Like, I'm really going fast.
But the food is just sitting here wasting away. Oh, no.
Yeah, because Francesca has to go deal with, like, find the pants. And then on top of that, there's, like, Izzy is still unpacking bags. The rooms, turndowns haven't even begun. So then the guests are sitting there like, this is taking way too long. Can I have some bread? Which is like, you know, it's bad when the gays are requesting bread. That shows a level of desperation.
And they just show Charlie being all bitchy, like sitting there so mad. He's fanning himself with his glitter face and his koala hat and his cape. And I'm like, this picture really sums you up, Charlie.
Yeah.
Like, this says everything that needs to be said about you.
And they're just complaining. I need, like, food, okay? It's time forever. So now Francesca puts Izzy on ironing. So now she's ironing Captain Lee's pants. And now finally Francesca serves the first dish. And Charlie is, like, being like, oh, my God, you served international but taking all the dietary restrictions into account, Rachel? Oh, my God. Patronizing claps.
I did that for her. So the captain finally gets his pants, which is a huge, huge plot coming to an end right now. He finally does get his pants. Let the credits roll. Yep. And Shane is helping out Elizabeth with drinks. And she's like, this is a German mule. And Charlie's like, oh my God, she knows her drinks. Applause. You get applause too. You get applause
Germany.
Too.
Is this West German or East German? That was a trick question. They're one country now.
You did great. Good job, you did great. Too.
Good job. And I have to say, my dear friend Angela Merkel, she says thank you so much. She couldn't come on the crew tonight, but it's fine.
And Carlos, the husband, is like, will you take our picture, Francesca? And she's like, I'll be right back. And she goes down and... Charlie's like, oh my God, Francesca, she looks like she's going to have a breakdown, you guys. A breakdown.
Let's ask for 50 more things all at once. So then Elizabeth goes out to like present like another thing. And so she goes to bring out the drinks and Shane goes to help serve them. And then when she announces what the drinks are, he like stands with her like as if they're like... He is an ambassador from the world of beverages. Yes.
She's like, this is a Japanese kamikaze. It means divine wind. And someone's like, oh my God, well done. And so Eddie sees Shane standing out there and he's like, what the fuck is Eddie? And what the fuck is Shane doing? All right, Shane, Eddie,
God damn it. Shane, what are you doing out Get there? God here. Damn, how many times do I have to say it?
And Shane basically does 13-year-old Ben Mandelker, like, not knowing what to do, while his dad says, Benjamin, get over here! And I'm like, should I walk? run? Do I seem authoritative? What do I do? Because I probably have not mowed the lawn as I was supposed to have done 2 hours ago.
So he goes in and Shane's like, I'm helping her. Boom. And Eddie's like, Iridek can. Okay, you help out. You do dishes and stuff. It means behind the scenes. Okay. And Shane's like, is that it? And he goes, yeah, that's it. And Shane like slinks back to the bar to Liz. And he's like, I can't help you anymore. Moob. It's the opposite of boom. Okay. Sorry.
It's a very dramatic parting. Elizabeth, I have to tell you, I could no longer help you serve those drinks. I'm sorry. This is the end for us.
She's like, thank you, Divine Wind. Thank you. So they're getting some chimichurri on some steaks down at the galley, and Francesca's in just a hellhole of a bedroom. I mean, These guests, like, they walk into a room and they're like, we're rich! And they just throw shit all over the place.
Yeah, they're so concerned about the fact that the Stews haven't unpacked their bags, and yet whatever was unpacked, they've just now thrown on the floor, right? Like, so it's not only have the turndowns not started, but these are like turndowns in like a trashed rooms. It is a disaster down there. And Francesca's like, oh my God. She looks like, I mean, I felt bad for her. I felt like, you know, you want to say it's mismanagement or whatever, but like, I mean, Izzy is a disaster, and I don't even know how they're going to go forward.
So she calls Elizabeth to the bedroom, and meanwhile Rachel's like, Francesca, I need help up here. And she's kind of a little Captain Lee too, in a way. I'll bet Captain Lee loves her, because she's like, Francesca is spread out all over the place, which sucks because it's affecting me. It's like herding fucking cats. And I was like, oh my God, you know, Captain Five just gave like an invisible Captain Five. Captain Lee just gave an invisible high five to the TV.
He's like, all right, Rachel, I like what you did there, herding fucking cats. That's good. But it's a little obvious. I say change up the animal and then add a prepositional phrase at the end. So instead of, it's like herding fucking cats, say, it's like herding fucking rhinoceroses in a Walmart. Done.
Like herding a gerbil you're fucking. Okay?
Wait a there minute. We go.
Wait a minute.
That it's like herding a bunch of gerbils that are fucking each other.
Yeah.
But have jobs
better.
To do.
That's better. She's requesting service, and Francesca's just like, oh my God, I'm being pulled in every direction. But it's been an hour and a half since dinner started.
Yeah.
So this is another thing where you want to be on the crew side, but like,
but also like, yeah, 90 minutes, like I kind of get it. So now like the steak is coming out and it's cold for some people, and the cabins aren't done, and now like Elizabeth has to make 3 more espresso martinis. It's like one thing after another. And then Charlie is now like, oh, wow, it's taking as long as the real parade of nations here. I mean, hey, we're not complaining, because he then goes into the kitchen or the galley, and he's like, we're not complaining. We just want to help you because we can see that you've had the longest day ever, perhaps on our account. So you're just, you look tired. You look tired.
You're it's like cool. literally cool. exhausted right now. So we're going to help you. And Rachel's like, no, no, no. Oh yeah, you're exhausted. Come on, Carlos. And she's like, I have never in 14 years had a guest come in the galley and tell me I'm exhausted and they need to help me.
I actually like need to help right now because you've just had such a long day and you're so exhausted right now. And like, I can tell it. This is actually kind of fun. It's kind of fun because it means I can like complain a little bit more effectively later when I say that I had to do all the work. You know, I love this. You
yeah, just she has his rest. Number. She's like, yeah, he's whining. Oh, I'm here to help you. No, you're not. I was like, well, good. Mm-hmm. At least someone sees. And so Carlos is like, what are we serving? She's like, dehydrated raspberries with passion fruit pearls and a keto chocolate cake.
How exhausting for you. See, Carlos? I mean, dehydrating and ketoing a cake. Get her a pillow.
She must be exhausted. So, Francesca is now, like, losing her mind, and she's, like, really, she's, like, mortified that the guests are serving themselves and are going into the kitchen. It's just, like, awful.
Yeah.
And she's breaking down.
And Francesca's starting to freak out, and she's like, you want to make a good impression, and I feel like that's not really happening right now. It just, it, eat silks. I'm like, okay, don't you start. If you start fucking crying, I swear to... Listen, this show works best when there's like one incompetent person on the deck crew and one incompetent person on the stew crew. You can't all be fucking incompetent. Not all of you, okay?
Yeah. You can't. Seriously.
It doesn't work.
So now, and then, so then the guests, they clear their table. They bring the guests... plates into the kitchen, so it's like more failures, and now everyone's pretty much going to sleep, and Rachel tells Captain Lee, who's walking by, she tells him that there's some issues with service, so then so he's like, god damn it, and then Francesca goes in the bathroom and starts crying, so, and she's like, broke me day one, fuckers.
So he calls her to the bridge, and he's like, so, I'm gonna lean on the antenna of my radio, so you'll sense my disapproval.
She loves that.
What was your assessment of your first day? And she's like, it's hard. I mean, I haven't cracked today at all, but obviously right now I am cracking. I'm fully on cracking right now. Holy shit. And he's like, Jesus Christ, there's no goddamn crying and yachting, all right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So Captain Lee's like, listen, Charlie is just difficult. He's difficult. He's a douchebag. He's annoying. He's problematic. We honestly hate him. But we thought, hey, you guys are all new. Let's start off the season with him, right? He got a broken rib, and that doesn't help either. So what can I help you with, Fran?
She's like, get more people. Just get more people.
Well, we don't have any goddamn beds for more people, and I'm sure as hell not sharing one. Not with Mr. McRib. The McRib is back, and it's broken, okay?
She's like, well, thanks for support. Thanks for the support. And she goes to bed sobbing.
Yeah.
So then Eddie sends everybody to bed, and he wants it cold as possible while I sleep, Shane. And Shane's just like, do you know what that does to the ocean? All of the electricity from the air conditioning. So basically everyone goes to bed and Francesca sobs herself to sleep.
Yeah. And then in the morning, everyone wakes up, as they do in the morning. And now Francesca, she meditates in her room and she's like, I'm meditating and I'm Australian. And guess what? I need to be strong and I'm not afraid to give up. And this is day two, Francesca 2.0. And I will not cry, especially not when I think about what happened yesterday. And I'm going to cry.
I'll be right back. I'm crying. And then it cuts to Izzy dropping an orange. She's like, oh. Yeah. It's like the slowest dropping orange I've ever seen. Yeah, it's like, boom, boom, boom. So the captain talks about his ribs hurting, and then Charlie is like, oh, Francesca, did you get some rest last night? That makes me happy. Exhausted, right, guys? Exhausted.
I just want to show America that I'm actually a really cool, chill guest, and, you know, I care about people, you know? So good. You're rested? Okay, good, because we're going to be even worse today. Okay, enjoy.
Yeah. And Rachel's starting to freak out in the kitchen because nothing is put away. It's still not organized. And she's like, I'm anal retentive. I can't help it. Can't wait for her to lose her mind.
So poor Francesca. She's like, today's a new day. A new day, new Francesca. What will happen? I can take it all on. I'll just take a few simple breakfast orders right now. Now, what would you have? And everyone's like, banana pancakes and omelet. I would like my omelet with bell peppers, but also like green bell peppers, but like not too green, and onions, but Vidalia and not brown onions, and maybe white onions if you can. Maybe an onion medley, but again, no yellow onions in that. Cilantro, broccoli, no broccolini, Himalayan sea salt, pepper. Oh,
Himalayan sea salt was what triggered me. I was like, really? It's that fucking guy again. You know, the guy who's the biggest jerk on the boat, but he's not the primary, so he doesn't get as much camera time. He is the worst.
He is Himalayan the worst.
Salt and brie or hard parm.
Brie and hard parm are not like, those are not, it's not like, those are not swappable. I'm sorry. It's not like if you say brie and like camembert or something, or like parm or Parm or like pecorino, like brie or parm. It's like, what? Have you had an omelet? You're just excited to boss someone around, aren't you?
Yes. And someone orders avocado toast, and someone orders toast, but keto toast. And she's like, I'm not in a diner right now. There's only one chef back there. Okay, now listen. I'm no expert. I've never worked on a boat. why don't they have breakfast just already ready for people? Normally they do it where you have breakfast set out for everybody, and then you say, if anybody wants anything extra, then you have to make one omelet.
Or maybe give boundaries and say, like, you can't do that. I guess you can't really do that on a yacht. But these people are terrible. And the Himalayan sea salt on the omelet to me shows, like, complete idiocy. Because I know that there are, like, there are people who are very much talk about their health qualities. There's some benefit to Himalayan sea salt. I forget what it is, but I don't think you're going to get it in the omelet.
I use it because of Caroline, not Stanberry, Fleming. The other one, Fleming from Ladies of London. She's like, ooh, Himalayan sea salt. Ooh, it's so different. So I buy it, but of course I buy it from, like, Ross, you know, like when you're checking out at Marshall's right. or Ross, they have it in the checkout aisle. They're like, wow. And you know it's probably cancer, but it's pink, and Caroline Fleming said to use it. So I use that kind. But I would never say, I would never order, who orders that?
I would
who
never order that for your omelet, right? Like, I feel like that's a finishing salt anyway. So I just did a quick Google search. Is pink Himalayan sea salt better than regular salt? Many people claim that it's loaded with minerals and provide incredible health benefits. And that's why it's much sought after and considered to be healthier than regular table salt. However, little research on pink Himalayan sea salt exists, and other people insist that these extravagant health claims are nothing more than speculation. So take that, omelet fucker.
Yeah, it's a trendy thing. Like, I was thinking the other day, what happened to fish oil? Remember fish oil? Everybody took fish oil. I used to take fish oil. Then it came out that fish oil was just like the grossest shit ever. Like, they told you how they made it, and it was all like the scraps of the fish. It was basically like the hot dog of the health food store, you know? Like, just all the scraps and nasty shit that they extracted fish oil from. And now I don't hear about fish oil anymore. Anyway.
People definitely still take it. I just don't think it's trendy. The point is this. We both are very triggered by this Himalayan sea salt situation because it should be a finishing salt. And this
I
guy
hope he breaks
ridiculous.
A tooth. Yeah, that guy sucks.
Enjoy your brie or Parmesan omelet.
Yeah, so she goes and gives the order to Rachel, and it takes forever just to give her the order. And then Eddie is asking everybody what they want to do, and they're like, well, I got something at the beach. And Shay's like, Anne, tell James to talk more. Lady? This man is not your sex toy, okay? Whether or not he wants to be, you are on a you're somewhere where there's employees. Gross. Keep it in your pants. Yeah. Who tries to date the stripper? Like, this is that girl, you know, you take to the strip club, and she's like, oh my God, he's really into me. No, he's not.
Yeah, he's not. It's an illusion. Also, who wants to really hear James talk more? Let's be honest here. He's, like you said, eyebrows and push-ups.
Yeah.
So
Rachel to James, actually. Sorry, Ben, I just saw this note.
No, it's fine.
She's like, tell James to talk more. And then it cuts to James, and he's going, oh, my panties are falling down. My panties are falling. Like, singing to himself. What a dope.
So Rachel is fully, like, she can't find her omelet pans. And, like, her only pans that she has are, like, these 12-inch pans, which are really not conducive for omelet making. So she is just, like, starting to spiral. And she knocks over Whisk and is like, fuck you, Whisk. Fuck you.
Yeah. And pans are falling down around her head. It's a nightmare in there. So she gets the banana nut pancakes done for Ashley and Carlos. But then we cut to the deck crew. And Captain's like, all right, three shots. And Shane's like, so when he says three shots, am I allowed to help with that kind of shot? And he's like, yes, boom. Come on. And Eddie's like, he encompasses that Southern California life. Like, man, I mean, I got an education degree in adventure, but whatever. So I can train. I can teach somebody.
I was like, I was picking up on vibes from Eddie that I didn't like. I was like, he may not be wrong, but he's saying it in a way that I don't like.
So he's trying to teach him to memorize the colors of the different shots,
shackles.
I guess. The shackles. And he gives him, rub your balls in grease. That's how to remember it.
Rub your, oh.
Red,
R,
yellow,
R.
blue,
yeah, red.
Indigo, and green.
Whatever happened to Roy G. Biv? I mean, come on. So I guess there's no oil. I guess there's no O in there, right? Because it's red, yellow. Rub your balls in grease, and the green's in the wrong place. The point is this: I think they should have followed the Roy Bidget. Roy. Okay, never mind. I'm not gonna die on this hill. So Rachel is omelet pan hell. Her omelets, they're not coming together. I think that she's also having a greasing issue. Her pans looked really dry, and it looked like those pans were not working out well for her omelet. So she's struggling, and it's now the guests got there at like 9 o'clock, and now it's 10:40, and they still don't have all their omelets. So admittedly, while their omelet order is ridiculous and annoying, they probably should have their omelets by now.
Yeah, give them choices, people. Come on, watch the show. So Charlie comes up to James. He's like, hey, James. Oh, God, how am I? I'm even better now that you're here. Hey, you gonna get in some swim gear? Oh, that'll make me feel better. Come on, James.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, one morsel of food comes out of the kitchen, and it's like a avocado toast for this lady, Jamie, and she's like, actually, I'm pretty picky, and I don't want guacamole on my toast. I actually just want sliced avocado. Thank you very much. They're like, While the other guy's like, just like, he's like, has his tongue out, just hoping he can taste some of the salt in the air, you know?
Yeah, idiot. That's not what avocado toast is. It's not just sliced avocado on a toast, okay?
Yeah.
Tell them you want sliced avocado on a toast.
Exactly.
So James goes on the jet. Well, we get a shot of James just staring in the mirror at himself like he does as he takes off his shirt. He's like, yeah. And then he goes out on the jet ski to get a line out of the water. And then Francesca goes down to tell Rachel to make a new avocado steak. And Rachel's like, my life is ending as we speak.
Yeah. And then there's an omelet that one of the few rare omelets that does make it out of the galley has bell peppers where there aren't supposed to be bell peppers, and potentially they got mixed up by the service. So now an omelet's going back again.
And she just starts hyperventilating. She's like, Francesca's like, it'll be all right. It'll be fine. I promise you. She's like, this is the worst experience I've had in 14 years of doing this.
There's one shot that is just like seared into my mind where she's like over the omelet station and she just like looks at the camera like she's like crying into the camera while she's making an omelet, like, why are you capturing my misery? Why?
And we're also gonna need 3 espresso martinis.
And then you hear a lady go, is this keto friendly bread? Okay, fuck all of you. Okay. Fuck every single person on this show right now.
I'm sorry, don't go on a yacht trip and still be on the keto, okay? Like, I'm sorry, you just don't do that. You don't do that to the crew, you don't do that to yourself, okay? If you're going on a yacht excursion, there's no room for keto.
Yeah. So they're all getting ready to go to the beach. They're gonna have a beach picnic day or whatever. Is it a beach picnic day or just a beach day? I don't know.
They just want to go to the beach. They just want to hang out on the beach. Yeah. So breakfast is finally all served by 11, and that one bitchy gay is like, I gotta can we postmate breakfast at this it was Himalayan sea salt. He got his last, which was great. So yeah. Now they're like getting ready for the next activities, etc. And Charlie is talking to Francesca about the idea of doing body shots off of James.
Yeah.
And that's like the plan for tonight's dinner.
Yeah, it's like the birthday girl really likes James, so we can do body shots off of him, okay? She's really into him. So we'll have whatever for dinner and James for dessert.
Oh. And they got to James and he's like out there like inspecting his sleeves. He's saying, and they call this a vacation to get tan lines on my arms.
Yeah. And Eddie's like, all right, you're allowed to say no, James, okay? But you will be touched in this exercise, but are you up for them doing body shots off of you and being in a jock strap? And he's like, I'm definitely up for that. And they're like, yes, yeah. Tips, yeah.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, Rachel is like finally coming down. Like, now that the stress of breakfast is done, she's like, I think I have distension in my stomach.
And she's like, well, these guests do suck, but I'm my worst critic and I need to do better. So then they go to the beach. The guests go to the beach. And Charlie's like, okay, Shay, who's the No. Is she the birthday girl? Is Shay the birthday girl?
No, this is where the drama begins. Because yes. Shay is the one who's been saying, and she even said at the top of this episode, I'm into James. I think I'm pretty clear with my intention. She actually says she's clear with her intention. And this is Charlie being a fucker. He's like, so James could be on the jet ski, and then like maybe he'll have one of the girls like wrapped around you, whatever. And Shay is like all excited. And he's like, Lexi, you go with Lexi, you go yes. with James. A little birthday gift, and Shay is so angry.
Yes, because Lexi gets to ride on the jet ski. I have a friend who does this, and it makes me crazy. Every time we go out, he just picks the hottest guy, and he's like, that's mine. And if anybody else talks to, like, anybody hot, he's like, I liked him first. Like, it's mm-hmm. not a cookie. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't get to just call people. Like, so she's that. Yeah, she's that kind of girl. So, Charlie's like, Lexi, your first present. James is taking you. So she goes, and you just see Shay getting so mad. She has to go on the boat with everybody else, and she is furious.
They keep cutting to her, and she's like angry and just like watching the jet ski from afar, you know? And I think that like maybe in her mind, she's like, it's fine. I'll get to ride with James on the way back. It'll be fine. So they go off there. They go off to the beach, and then Shane is back on the boat. And so he's like, now that there's no guests in the boat, he, like, lies down. He goes, yachting is so me. I got my biodegradable sunscreen. I got my reef-shaped shampoo. All I see are Listerine seas. I'm like, yeah, this is life. This is life.
And the captain's watching him, by the way.
The entire time.
Yeah. And then he's like, wow, look at that Listerine sea. And then he takes off his shirt and just jumps in the water. And the captain's mm-hmm. like, damn it! Like he's about to lose it. So the guests get to the little beach or whatever, the little island, and start working, you know. And
I'm so distracted by Bueller behind you. Bueller is trying to get himself comfortable, and it is the most adorable thing ever.
He wants, like, if he's not getting attention, he does something that I'll yell at him for, which is currently scratching up the furniture.
He literally perfectly positioned himself on camera. He's like, look, if I sit right here, I will be visible on camera on Ronnie's elbow. Like, he's just going in circles right now.
Oh, okay, good now. Boy, what a good boy. Oh, look at the approval. Wow. He's all psyched.
Oh, God, he's adorable.
Okay, now he can take a nap. He got some approval. That was his snack for the afternoon.
So now Elizabeth starts talking to us about how she got into yachting. For some reason, we got a little Elizabeth moment. She's like, I'd never gone yachting before ever, but you know what? I was in Long Island and I fell in love with a yachty on the beach, and then I was on a yacht. So there. Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
The story.
And Francesca's like, all right, here's what I'm going to need you to do. You're going to need to concentrate on this bar, then the pantry, and also the galley. And she's like,
but there's like 4 spots, and I'm not complaining. I mean, it's just a lot.
She's like, well, I'd like to think about it more and talk about it, but it's out there, so let's just do it. She's like, all right.
So then Eddie's on the beach, and he's like,
deck crew, it's Eddie. Deck crew, Eddie.
And, but we then see Shane. When he says deck crew, it's mainly Shane he's asking for. And we see Shane, and he's swimming on the, like, besides that raft. He's like, Shane, Eddie. And then that's when Captain Lee's, like, watching, and he's like, God damn it. He's like, what's going on? He's like, well, we need some fresh guest towels, and we need them when the guests come back on the boat, sir.
So he sees him on the dock. He sees Shane on the dock. He's like, get out of the water. All right, come on, dude, running around here in board shorts and no shirt. Dude, yeah. Not on dude. My boat.
And then Shane is like, it's so annoying. Like, I can't like just like be in a bathing suit. I have to wear this uniform. It's a uniform in the morning, a uniform in the day, a uniform in the afternoon. It's like, this is why I like this is why I'm a Hawaiian shirt guy, okay? Because you can wear it anytime for any occasion. I'm like, how about the Tonys? Try that.
That's a very Nathan Lane thing to do. Like, I'm in a Hawaiian shirt. So on the beach, girls like spraying champagne everywhere. And someone else is like, you okay, honey? We'll get you with James. I think now the girls are going to start. Here it goes. So then Rachel tells us, you know, she's making crab and lamb and all of this stuff. And she's like, this charter right now, not a fan. But I am paid a lot of money. And I'm paid to be a professional, except for my fucking mouth. Yeah. So I'll do it.
And then on the beach, Izzy is talking to Eddie about how she wants to be a deckhand and everything. He's like, maybe. And then, like, the boat starts to drift away, and he's like, ooh, hey, Izzy, will you go and, like, grab that anchor and like, walk it up onto the beach? And so that she does it, and he's like, wow, good job, interview. I'm like, she literally picked something up and, like, yeah. Like, she had, like, she showed, like, mild hustle. And they're like, wow, she
and
might
it was
be
still
great
really
all.
Slow. She's like, okay. And she puts, like, the anchor thing into the sand and slowly steps on it. He's like, wow, good job. Whoa.
She picked up the anchor. So Lexi then goes up to James and is like, hey, could you, bring me back to the boat, please? So now Shay is probably double jealous, double angry, because she thought, especially after what Charlie said, that she was going to get the special jet ski ride with James. But instead, Lexi went in there and has gotten it.
Yeah. So Francesca's talking to the Stews, getting everybody ready for dinner or whatever. And Charlie calls her into his room. And he's like, we have to pick up James's Speedo. Want to help?
Yeah. And
so you not only have to wear a Speedo, you have to wear one of Charlie's Speedos.
Ugh. Yeah. I was like, can we get this in provisions? So he's like, hey, James, so what do they call Speedos in your like your UK? What do they call that? He's like, budgie smugglers. He's like, oh, yes, budgie smugglers. That's great. And then we see a flashback from 2 years ago when Charlie terrorized poor Josiah, and Josiah had a whole existential crisis about, like, these were the gays who used to make fun of me, and I never quite felt like I fit in, and I wasn't attractive enough, and now I'm here serving in a gold Speedo.
Yeah, and Charlie, that's just Charlie's thing. You know, he's like, ha-ha, that's my thing on below deck. I make someone feel really uncomfortable in Speedo.
Yeah.
Hate that guy. So the captain sees James, and he's like, what are you doing there, kid? And he's like, oh, this is something they passed on to me. It's a glitter Speedo. And he's like, ha, better him than me.
So now they're, like, getting ready for dinner and this neon carnival theme, and Shay is muttering, she's like, so now I have to sit here at this birthday party while she's taking body shots off of him.
Nope. She's all pissed. So yeah. Dinner is served. And they bring out crab legs, and Carlos is like, oh, so there's basically just a bunch of crabs in wheelchairs now?
Oh, I missed him making that joke. Good one. So they're serving all this stuff, and Charlie's like, this is how you throw a theme party. This is how you must be so tired. You're tired, aren't you? I'll do the rest. Everyone sit down. I'll do the rest.
So the captain and Eddie talk, and captain's like, well, there's some interest in Izzy going to work for the deck crew. And Eddie's like, oh, yeah.
Well, she helped out today, Dad. And she's got a better sense of urgency than Sunshine does. And he's like, huh, Sunshine? Shame! He's like,
like, you too.
I love that Izzy literally just, like, had a light scamper across the beach and put an anchor down. And he's like, well, she has great enthusiasm. I love her. She has so much urgency.
He just hates Shane so much.
Yeah,
so everyone's loving dessert, and it is almost time for the big surprise. So the blonde girl out of nowhere,
Jamie,
is like,
avocado toast girl.
Yeah, tells Lexi, she's like, and also they're in more costume stuff and like
neon
for this. This is their neon party, so they all look ridiculous again. And so she's like,
when we initially came on this trip, Lexi, Shay liked the hot guy. So how did you end up on the jet ski with him? Because if my girlfriend liked somebody, I would not do that to them.
I'm just saying, I'm a girl's girl, which is why I'm calling you out on your birthday dinner. You know, and then and then I don't know what happens next, but then Carlos gets up and he's like, Jamie, come to my room now. Now. And then Shay is like, no, you stay there. No, you do not do this, Carlos. And so they start fighting. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand Carlos. I don't understand what Shay is mad at Carlos for.
Shay is mad. No, Shay is mad that the blonde girl was trying to stick up for her, but also made her look stupid at the table by saying, oh, she's totally into that guy. Nah, nah, nah. She's like, this is not the time for your girl power. Like, what are you doing? Why are you yelling at that girl? And then Carlos is like, no, I'm done. She's like, don't you talk to me that way, Carlos.
I thought that my interpretation, because she seemed really mad at Carlos, my interpretation was that the blonde girl was standing up for Shay, and Carlos was like, no, no, no. And Shay was like, no, she's defending me, and don't tell a girl to shut
yeah,
up.
That makes more sense, yeah.
But it wasn't clear.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid. So Eddie hears them. He's like, huh, sounds like they're fighting over James. He's a deckhand, not a boy toy, even though I just told him to get the G-string so I can make some more money.
Yeah. And then Carlos and Shay are having basically a nonsensical fight. He's like, no, don't do that to her. Don't do that to her. No, you don't do that. You don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. You don't do that. I will do that, but you don't do that. How about we both do it for a little bit, and then we don't do it, and then I'll do it, and then you don't do it.
And Charlie's like, they're not even fighting right. I mean, I'm going to help them fight, okay? Lexi, I need you downstairs right now. And he's like, Shay, this is not the time, honey. And you just hear him yelling at Shay downstairs. And she's like,
this is done. What? This is a friendship that you fucked up. And he's like, oh, will you please just be quiet? Just for me. Just for me.
I like what she says. Do not sit there and dismiss me. And he goes, no, it's not the time. I'm like, you literally just dismissed her. So and meanwhile, the entire crew is just like watching. They're like, this has been a terrible charter, but watching them all like scream at each other has been worth it. And you just see Francesca like poking around the corner of like, who knows what? Her head's just like around the corner just watching like, this is pretty good, mate. I really am enjoying the safety rule.
And Izzy's like, this is why I like yachts. You've got grown-ass women fighting over this guy that shaves his chest.
And then so now they're all like just... But now they're back at the table and they're still so angry. And Charlie is like, you're ruining this moment right now. You're ruining this moment. I'm like, you guys are wearing like glitter paint from Hobby Lobby and a black light. Like trying to pretend that this like dinner table is a club in Ibiza.
Yeah.
It's like, it's already ruined.
Yeah. So everybody's so mad. And he's like, oh, I have something special planned. Let's sing happy birthday. And it's like, happy birthday. Everyone's so mad. And then yeah. James is the most awkward go-go boy ever. He comes out in his glitter jockstrap thing, and he's just dancing so awkwardly and terribly. And then he tries to twerk. Oh.
It was not. It was like, you know when a penny, you know when you spin a penny, and at the very end, it's like, that those last few seconds as it starts to settle down, that's kind of what the twerk looked like. Just like a just like a sad, like, oh, wasn't it fun when that penny was twirling, but now it's not twirling anymore.
Yeah, it was not good. And Charlie's like, wow, great job. You're the only guy with the balls to do that. Literally. Anyone? Do I need to laugh for you? Because all your bad laughers, I'll do it for you.
And Eddie is like, I can't watch the guy I work with every day do lap dances on people. I can't. I'm like, you're the one who asked him.
You assigned him to do it, Eddie. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, don't be so afraid of, like, male sexuality.
So then Charlie runs downstairs, and you hear him telling Shay, I'm very upset. You need to stay here. Like, he's gonna make her stay in her room.
Yeah, he's like, that was insane. That was insane. There's no excuse. Honey, that was really embarrassing for me. And by the way, no one ate any of the cake. All the cake is just sitting there, and they're fighting.
All the keto cake. And that's the end of Below Deck, everybody.
Get to see a nice little fight between the guests. That's my favorite thing when they fight.
Oh, these guests suck. I hope they're out of here soon.
They're terrible. I can't believe that they've come back. This is the third time that Charlie's been on. But I mean, I understand why. I mean, it's good for TV.
That's why. They have to pay a lot of money to come on this show. Thirst. Charles. But that brings us to the end of this. Come see our live show. It's going to be Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And it's going to be a recap of Salt Lake City, okay? Real Housewives of, with a special guest. So come check it out.
It's going to be so fun. And tomorrow we have the Great British Baking Show, which will also be fun. It's 80s week.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. We'll see you later.
Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.